Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita police investigating a fatal traffic accident. We have the story.
Soldier at Fort Leavenworth stops a shooter. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Commissioners met Wednesday to decide the reopening guidelines for Sedgwick County. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A low-pressure system off to the south and east of us has continued to bring us active weather over the past several days. It's finally going to be moving on off to the east with great weather by tonight and tomorrow. Our full forecast is coming up.
The death of a black man in Minneapolis police custody spurred protests in other cities, notably in Los Angeles. Protesters there blocked a freeway and even sprayed graffiti on a police station. Fox's Bill Malusian has more.
It all began when hundreds of Black Lives Matter demonstrators arrived at LADA Jackie Lacey's office in downtown LA Wednesday afternoon. It was to protest the police custody death of George Floyd in Minnesota. But the protest didn't stay there. It eventually spilled onto the 101 freeway in downtown LA during the middle of what would normally be a rush hour before the pandemic. Within minutes, the protesters had effectively taken over the 101, blocking all lanes of traffic in both directions as a protest moved to downtown LA city streets. LAPD and crowd control gear tried to maintain order. LAPD then brought in even more reinforcements, and it was effective. Within a matter of minutes, all protesters had been cleared from the area.
One person was injured during the LA protest. That person jumped on the hood of a police cruiser and fell off while it sped away after the protesters shattered its windows. And in Minneapolis, in protests overnight, one person shot and killed. And a person is dead, one injured after a motorcycle car crash in South Wichita. That crash occurred around 8 p.m. Last night, 42nd Street South in Seneca. Victim's name has not been released. 21-year-old male, the victim in that accident.
The United States passing a grim milestone in the COVID-19 pandemic. Fox's Kevin Cork has details.
A solemn milestone, to be sure, as the U.S. death toll surpasses 100,000 thanks to the coronavirus. I want to take you inside the numbers and share both the number of cases here in the United States, but also the number of deaths. We're talking, again, north of 100,000 of them. Very interesting, the bulk of the deaths, around 70,000 or so, coming from just 8 states, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Illinois, California, and Connecticut. And coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci now says a second wave of infections in the fall is no longer inevitable thanks to the ramped up testing capability in many parts of the U.S.
At least a dozen potential vaccines are starting to be tested around the world.
Sedgwick County Commission held an emergency meeting Wednesday afternoon to decide the guidelines and timelines for reopening businesses.
The commission voted 3-2 to recommend that residents continue following Governor Lori Kelly's reopening plan. For businesses, this means they're encouraged to follow the three-phase plan. But commissioners stressed that these are just recommendations and will not be enforced. The commission did make one change to the governor's plan, and that is to increase the public gathering limit to groups of 20. County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner says the plan does have an element of risk.
That's why it's so important that we continue to do the spacing. And if you can't do proper spacings, then masks would be another deterrent.
Commissioners say that if they begin to see a rise in new cases, then they will reevaluate. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Police say a soldier at Fort Leavenworth stopped an active shooter situation yesterday morning. Law enforcement says a suspect was on a bridge in Leavenworth with multiple weapons firing at cars. Leavenworth Police Chief Patrick Kitchens says one person was shot before the soldier stepped in.
And intervened by striking the shooter with his vehicle, causing him to be critically injured, but ending the encounter with the active shooter and likely saving countless lives.
The victim, an active duty soldier, and the suspect are both in Kansas City area hospitals.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
How are things going with getting baseball back on the field? Well, we'll hear from an all-star from the Kansas City Royals about that coming up in sports.
White House says the president plans to sign a new executive order today focused on social media. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Thursday. Light rain and 64 degrees. Two companies that caused a chlorine gas leak over Atchison, Kansas in 2016 have each been fined $1 million. Harco's Chemicals and MGP Ingredients had pleaded guilty earlier to negligently violating the Clean Air Act. They were officially fined during a court hearing Wednesday. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister said the fines have been paid. The chlorine gas cloud formed over Atchison in October 2016 when 4,000 gallons of sulfuric acid was mistakenly combined with 5,800 gallons of sodium hypochlorite at MGP's plant. Nearby homes and schools were evacuated. Residents were told to shelter in place. About 140 people sought medical attention.
Yesterday's expected launch of a private spacecraft carrying a pair of NASA astronauts to the International Space Station did not happen as planned.
The weather just wouldn't cooperate, and both SpaceX and NASA felt launching astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley in SpaceX's Dragon capsule for a test flight was too risky.
It could actually trigger lightning. And so we made the right decision.
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine, they'll now try Saturday afternoon. Despite asking people to not crowd around Cape Canaveral, plenty showed up. Bryce Stallworth drove from Georgia and won't go home until he sees a launch.
We booked a hotel as soon as they scrubbed it, so we're going to be coming back here till the end.
In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The White House says the president plans to sign a new executive order today focused on social media.
The order would be an attempt to put weight behind the president's anger with Twitter, accusing it and other social media platforms of bias, particularly towards Republicans. President Trump's outrage came after he claimed in a tweet that mail-in voting leads to widespread election fraud. Twitter flagged the quote as an unsubstantiated claim. The president retaliated, saying he would strongly regulate or even close down social media companies. Experts question if the president has that authority, which may infringe on First Amendment rights. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This morning out there in Wichita on the roads, we've got some rain falling and so wet conditions out there. Remember, if you've got the windshield wipers going, you do have to have the headlights on. That is a state law. So still got some slippery roadways and places there in Wichita. Watch out for that this morning. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve.
And happy Thursday. I hope you guys are staying dry.
We are dry for the moment, yes.
Yeah, for the moment. I feel like that kind of describes our forecast because things may dry out briefly for the moment, but then at times that rain will pick up. And Steve, believe it or not, I think we could see maybe some periods of even some heavy rain, brief periods of heavy rain. So it's just going to be one of those days, but this is pretty much going to be it before we see some sunshine return and really some more favorable weather. But this is also at the same time the kind of rain that we like to see this time of year, not really expecting any hazardous weather and definitely not expecting any severe weather out there. So just something else to keep in mind and keep in the back of our heads should we hear maybe a few rumbles of thunder all the way through this evening. So that chance of rain. It's pretty much going to last all day long. Got a 40% chance, 76 for a high. Temperatures a little bit below the norm, and of course, mostly cloudy skies as well with that chance of rain lasting all day. Winds are going to be a little bit on the breezy side. I know they've been light for at least the last couple of days. They'll be out of the north at 10 to 20 miles an hour. And then by tonight, a cold front moving through. It's going to push a lot of this moisture out of here, as well as a lot of the cloud cover, turning partly cloudy after dark. Only a 10% chance of a shower or storm. Low of 56. So not too bad of a start tomorrow, and then we've got mostly sunny skies on the way for our Friday. Nice start to the weekend with a warm high of 78 degrees, warming up inch by inch through the 80s over this upcoming weekend until we reach the middle to upper 80s under partly cloudy skies by this time next week. So flipping the script, going to be all about those warmer temperatures a week from now. Right now, we're at 64 degrees. Got a little bit of light rain around. Winds at north out of the northwest at 7 miles an hour. And visibility dropping a little bit down to 8 miles.
I mean, look at the radar, and there's plenty of moisture across south central Kansas right now. It looks like we're in a kind of a donut right now here in Wichita and Sedgwick County for a while anyway. But the whole thing's moving kind of, you know, from north to south, basically. And, yeah, that's a direction we don't see very often with our weather.
Yeah, I'm looking at that donut right now, Steve, you know, just up to the north and east of Wichita. So that's going to be one of those intermittent breaks in the rain, but then things will gradually kind of, you know, pick back up maybe an hour after that. I wish it was a different kind of donut, but unfortunately, you know, you got my hopes up once again.
Well, right now between here and Emporia on the turnpike, it looks like it's pretty much clear. But then as you go southbound out of Wichita down into Oklahoma, you're going to be raining all the way down almost to Oklahoma City, looks like, for the next few minutes anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and for those that commute possibly to the west, western Kansas, just to throw this out there, yeah. Not going to be as wet out towards that way. Maybe a spotty shower way out west, but right. A lot of the rain, the majority of which across the area, it's going to be around here, around Wichita.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker's Reforecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:15, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And you can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. How about that?
Yeah. A lot of people do.
They do. All right. Now, how do you make lemonade out of lemons? Well, or, you know, take something a tough time and have something good come out of it. Got a story about an Oregon woman who took up sewing face masks when she was laid off due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Lorna Hewitt told Oregon lottery officials she was laid off from her job at a restaurant, so she took a part-time job at a grocery store. Hewitt said she started sewing face masks for her coworkers at the store, who insisted on giving her money for them. Hewitt used that money, or some of it, from her little side business to buy a lottery ticket in Oregon, and he hit the jackpot.
Oh!
$126,789 in the jackpot from doing something good for other people, and, you know, they insisted, here, take the money, Lorna, and she went out.
Yeah.
bought her a lottery
got
ticket.
A nice little karma.
Hit the jackpot.
Coming back to her way. Yeah.
All right. I was at the grocery store with my daughter last evening, and I didn't have a mask, but she had one. She put it on. She wore hers, and if some people are wearing them, a lot of people are wearing them. A lot of people are not wearing them, so we'll see how this goes. But they say it's a pretty effective way to keep from spreading the virus. And we're going to be talking more about that and the meeting that the county had yesterday in just a few minutes. Ted's going to give us some background on that. Come up at 7:35 this morning here with Steve and Ted. Pretty good meeting, Ted. Lasted quite a while, I guess, at Sedgwick County Commission yesterday.
Well, they went at it for more than 2 hours.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Everybody had their say.
Trying to decide our course forward.
What's going to happen next? Okay, it's coming up on 7:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted?
We'll take a look at the National Football League, continuing with its offseason, and there's an NFL meeting.
One of the highly talked about proposals heading into today's virtual meeting is one from the Philadelphia Eagles, calling for a single 4th-and-15 play from the 25-yard line to serve as an alternative to the onside kick in the fourth quarter. League owners will also evaluate the possibility of adding a booth judge to provide insight to officials on the field, similar to the previously seen sky judge that was also debated at one point. The NFL will also discuss the ongoing steps towards a 2020 season, with more states and cities showing leniency in their coronavirus restrictions and reports of clubs considering hosting mandatory minicamps as planned next month. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Tough times in Lawrence. The Kansas Athletic Department says there will be across-the-board pay cuts and furloughs for athletic department employees. Jayhawks are facing a budget shortfall of up to 20% as they try to emerge from the pandemic. The basketball tournament, an annual event. The seventh annual event was supposed to take place this summer. Wichita State last year was a host, a regional host for the first time in this event, and just crushed a lot of attendance records. Wichita State, not surprisingly, was again this summer supposed to be one of the nine regional sites, late July, early August. But, of course, during the pandemic, TBT has had to reconfigure a little bit. TBT is now going to do a 24-team tournament, but just play at one site for a week and a half. They're calling it a fully quarantined tournament. 110 teams have applied to be in this thing, but they're only going to take 24. TBT and ESPN will announce that coming up next month, what the one site is and what the 24 teams are. Supposedly, Wichita is in the running to be that site. So we'll see. If
so it's fully quarantined. Does that mean there will be no fans at all?
You stands? Would think if they're billing it that way.
Yeah, I guess so.
Unless it's one of those deals where I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. Okay. I know they're talking about the players being fully quarantined and things
that. Yeah.
But I'm not sure if the state they choose to be in is one of those states where things are open. Are they going to say bring in the fans?
Interesting.
I don't know. The thing I saw that they were talking about quarantine was the players. In that respect, they probably are going to do without the fans. And supposedly, if any team has comes up with a test positive, they're gone. Team's gone. So. Anyway, we'll see how that proceeds as the TBT, Wichita, might be the site for that coming up. Major League Baseball, the players and the owners really can't seem to get together on money on this. Kansas City Royals All-Star Whit Merrifield says he's kind of upset that these negotiations have become so public. Audio from KCSP, 610 AM Sports Radio.
Well, it's extremely frustrating. That's another point that needs to be made. This was not our goal to have this public because, one, it is a game that we play, and as fans, fans should just be concerned with the game and watching the game and enjoying the game and rooting for your team. It's up to us to handle the business behind the scenes. There's an ugly side of the business to this game, and that's kind of what we're going through now. And we never wanted this to be public, but obviously there's a strategic element to the other side as far as making it public to sort of put pressure on players and sort of turn fans against players.
Yeah, baseball still trying to figure it out. So is the NBA trying to resume a season that got cut. Anything on that?
Well, I love that guy. I think he's great. But I also wonder, when a fan pays an exorbitant price to get into the ballpark, some of that money goes into his pocket. So, it's the old argument. If you're a public figure, shouldn't, how you're being. Anyway, I understand what he's saying, though.
Yeah.
They just want to play ball.
Yeah, and money is the sticking point. Yeah, on that, some of that. Let's tell you, we do have a classic NFL game tonight. 13 years ago, we go back to the AFC Championship game between the New England Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts.
That's a good one.
A high-scoring game that featured a big comeback. And Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, at the height of their powers, were going at it. That was a really fun game. You can hear it all tonight. Relive that at 7 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And speaking of football, happy birthday today to Damian Wilson, who was the starting linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl just a few months ago. It's his birthday today. Damian Wilson is 27 today. He had four tackles in the Super Bowl for the Chiefs.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Damian Wilson. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Is Democratic Party unity coming apart? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.